It's Friday, May 28th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Microsoft Build highlights with a big focus on Teams and lessons from Gen Z on remote collaboration. This is the Business of Tech. Microsoft's Build conference was this week, so let's catch up on the announcements there. The company was focused on Teams, an expansion of APIs to allow for more types of apps, as well as the ability to create your own customer meeting scenes. Part of their pitch? Your apps built for Teams can work across Windows, Mac, the web, iOS, Android, and Linux. The company is going to open up in-app purchases in the store and tap into real-time audio and video data. Teams also got options for Visual Studio and Visual Studio Code to make development easier. Microsoft also teased a major new revision to Windows coming soon. The company also announced that the promised support for Linux GUI apps will be in the next Windows 10 release. Finally, enhancements to Outlook, notably improved shared calendars. While we're on Microsoft, after shutting down their Azure Blockchain as a Service offering, the company is showing off its Azure Confidential Ledger service, quoting ZDNet. Azure Confidential Ledger, like the Azure Blockchain Service, builds on the idea that blockchain is a distributed ledger. Microsoft's Azure Confidential Ledger adds an additional layer of security and scalability on top of blockchain. ACL uses the Azure Confidential Computing Platform, meaning an instance of ACL runs in a dedicated and fully attested hardware-backed enclave. Now, why do we care? Teams as the business platform is the Microsoft strategy and easily where I think the most opportunity is for a services company. Business transformation? Yes, please, it happens here. How many small IT services companies will be adding development capability to take advantage of that? There's a coming change to Windows, too. Here's my question. With macOS having a Unix base and Linux support coming along, will app development get easier? I don't have the answer there. If there's a listener with insight, I'd love to learn more. Here's your esoteric piece for the weekend. I nixed talking about Facebook's change in their algorithms. They're now not amplifying users who provide misinformation. And instead wanted to focus on a piece that explores Generation Z's use of social tools for studying. Yes, for the way they collaborate for schoolwork. Quoting Every.2. The study web is a constellation of digital spaces and online communities across YouTube, TikTok, Reddit, Discord, and Twitter, largely built by students for students. Videos under the hashtag StudyTalk have been viewed over 500 million times. Why are millions of students from around the world spending countless hours online, tangled in the study web of their own design? In the highly pressurized pursuit of the academic goals they've been told will help them succeed, students venture into StudyWeb to feel less alone, taking away anxiety with inspiration, pursuing perfect grades through parasocial productivity, and quelling fears about the future with cyber friends. As Zoom school has left young people even more desperate for connection and support, they're turning to StudyWeb, post to post, DM to DM, and webcam to webcam in order to find it. Now, why do we care? The why we care is about the creation of online culture and the use of these tools for collaboration. If you believe, like I do, that you can borrow ideas from other industries, the idea of helping manage culture and mental health using these collaboration tools is a real note. Creative thinkers will be borrowing concepts. The way these students use the cameras for establishing shared presence and the way they collaborate for accountability give food for thought for smart business leaders. It's an obvious generation gap to point out here, too. These students took to the tools and thought of creative new ways to leverage them. Are you taking advantage of that creativity in your own business and your thinking? Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. As we go into the long holiday weekend here in the US, there won't be an episode on Monday, but there is an editorial this weekend as we dive into the security incentives for MSPs, IT services companies, and vendors. Look for that this weekend, and I will talk to you again on Tuesday.